Iran says U.S. strike killed four at wedding in war crime, as U.S. denies targeting civilians. Published. Iran has accused the U.S. of a war crime after officials said a missile strike killed four people, including two children, at a wedding celebration. The Iranian Red Crescent Society, IRCS, said shrapnel from a missile hit a family wedding ceremony at a home in southern Iran, causing the deaths. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baki called the incident a war crime. A U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, spokesperson said it never targets civilians, adding that it was aware of the reports. Iranian authorities said another 14 people were killed elsewhere. In response, Iran launched missiles and drones at U.S. targets in Jordan, Kuwait, Iraq, and Bahrain. Most of the drones and missiles Iran launched at neighboring countries were reportedly intercepted. Kuwait said a drone started a fire in a residential complex but caused no casualties. CENTCOM said strikes on Iran followed recent attempted attacks by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, against American forces and commercial shipping in the crucial Strait of Hormuz waterway, through which around 20% of global oil and gas shipments usually pass. The Iranian military's Qadem Al-Anbiya Central Headquarters warned that operations against American forces in the region would continue until the U.S. regrets its crimes. U.S. President Donald Trump described Tuesday's strikes on Iran as large and powerful. CENTCOM said the targets included air defense sites, radar systems, and maritime assets. Iranian media reported explosions across the southern provinces of Hormozgan, Sistan-Balochistan, Kerman, and Khuzestan. The IRCS said at least four people were killed, and 67 others were injured when shrapnel from a missile hit a family wedding ceremony at a home in the coastal town of Khuzestan in Sirik. Citing the Hormozgan governorate, Iranian media named the dead as Zarkatoun Tahiri, 50, Qalsam Malahi Najdnia, 43, Mohammed Malahi, 16, and Amirali Karami, 4. Media outlets initially quoted the IRCS as saying that five people were killed. Unfortunately, this is a residential building. And unfortunately, this happened during my daughter's wedding ceremony, Ali Malahi, father of the bride and owner of the building, said in a video broadcast by state TV. It is a very saddening incident. Thank God the casualties were not higher. Iran's parliamentary speaker and top negotiator, Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf, said it was another attack showing the U.S. was Satan. BBC Verify confirmed that a video and two images taken on Tuesday near Khuzestan's coast showed the destruction of a telecommunications tower, and that other videos from Tuesday and Wednesday showed severely damaged houses about 130 m, 427 ft, north of the tower. BBC Persian Forensics, by examining published videos and CCTV footage, found the telecommunications tower was about 112 m, 367 ft. From the house where the wedding was being held. A weapons expert also told BBC Verify that footage purportedly from the scene appeared to show remnants of an AGM-84 standoff land attack missile, SLAMIR, a type of cruise missile known to be used by the U.S. CENTCOM spokesman Captain Tim Hawkins told the BBC it was aware of reports from Iranian state media of the attack in Sirik. He added, "The U.S. military never targets civilians, unlike the IRGC." Iranian state media reported that another seven people were killed in three separate U.S. strikes around Ahvaz and Akhachuri in Khuzestan. The IRGC, meanwhile, said that four members of its aerospace force, which oversees Iran's ballistic missiles, were killed by U.S. attacks in Kermanshah, and that three members of the paramilitary Basij resistance force were killed on Lavan Island, in the Gulf. Early on Wednesday, the IRGC and the regular Iranian military announced that they had launched ballistic missiles and drones towards U.S. bases in Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates in retaliation for the U.S. strikes. They said the attacks caused casualties and damage at the U.S. Marine barracks at Camp Titan on Jordan's Gulf of Aqaba coast. Reuters news agency cited U.S. officials as saying there were no casualties. The Jordanian armed forces said they engaged 13 ballistic missiles, 10 of which were destroyed, and three of which fell in remote, uninhabited areas. The IRGC and the Iranian military also said that a maintenance center, warehouses, and equipment belonging to the U.S. military were destroyed in Erbil, in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region, according to state media. Iraqi authorities did not comment on the attack, but local media reported that a U.S. surveillance balloon was hit by drones. In Kuwait, the fire service said its crews put out a fire at a residential complex that was struck by a drone and that no casualties were reported. In a separate incident, the IRGC said two tankers caught fire after hitting mines while being guided through an illegal route in the Strait of Hormuz by the U.S. military. Saudi Arabia's National Shipping Company said two Filipino sailors were killed in a security incident involving its crude oil tanker SIDR as the vessel transited the waterway on Monday. After about a month-long pause, the U.S. resumed attacks on Iran on Sunday, when it announced it had struck two rocket launchers to prevent them being used to lay naval mines in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran retaliated by firing missiles at air bases in Jordan and a drone at the UAE. The U.S. and Israel launched a joint attack on Iran on 28 February, killing the country's supreme leader and other top officials at the start of a massive air campaign. Iran responded by attacking Israel, U.S. bases, and allied states in the Gulf with missiles and drones, and effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. In June, the U.S. and Iran signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, that called for an end to hostilities on all fronts and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. It also gave them 2 months to reach a final deal that covers Iran's nuclear program, U.S. sanctions, and a permanent truce. However, the MOU collapsed within weeks, leading to a resumption of hostilities. Since then, both U.S. and Iranian forces have fired on commercial shipping in the region, with Iran targeting vessels it says have sought to transit the Strait of Hormuz without its permission, and the U.S. enforcing a naval blockade of Iranian ports. Last week, the U.S. had indicated that it was switching to economic sanctions on Iran rather than military options to try to win concessions and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials and state media have largely dismissed the campaign as a continuation of previous U.S. economic measures. Additional reporting by BBC Persian.